Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. Welcome to day 545.
And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently. And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it. And he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been. Okay, thank you very much.
Donald Trump says no, he does not believe that Russia is still targeting the United States with efforts to undermine American democracy, contradicting his director of national intelligence. Last week, Dan Coats said that, quote, the digital infrastructure that serves this country is literally under attack, end quote. And in particular, Russia is the most aggressive foreign actor, no question, and they continue their efforts to undermine our democracy, Coats said. Coats described Russia as one of the worst offenders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, said the Russian threat still exists and that Trump was saying no to answering more questions. Intelligence officials in the U.S. and U.K. also believe that Russia is planning to ramp up its digital operations targeting Western countries now that the World Cup and the Trump-Putin Helsinki summit have ended. Trump, meanwhile, defended his summit with Putin, tweeting that, quote, people at the higher ends of intelligence loved my press conference performance in Helsinki, end quote. The claim comes less than 24 hours after Trump attempted to backtrack and spin his statements, saying he misspoke and meant to say, quote, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia that interfered in the election. Trump also promised big results and many positive things. Democrats, meanwhile, are calling for Trump's interpreter during his private meeting with Putin to testify before Congress. Senator Jeanne Shaheen tweeted, quote, I'm calling for a hearing with the U.S. interpreter who was present during President Trump's meeting with Putin to uncover what they discussed privately, end quote. Joe Kennedy echoed Shaheen's calls, tweeting, quote, and that was only what we saw on live TV. At real Donald Trump's translator should come before Congress and testify as to what was said privately immediately, end quote. Trump also questioned why NATO should come to the defense of smaller alliance members like Montenegro if it came under attack.
Membership in NATO obligates the members to defend any other member that's attacked. That's so right. Let's say Montenegro, which joined last year, is attacked. Right. Why should my son go to Montenegro to defend it from attack?
I understand what you're saying. I've asked the same question. You know, Montenegro is a tiny country with very strong people.
Yeah, I'm not against Montenegro
right.
Or Albania.
No, by the way, they're very strong people. They're very aggressive people. They may get aggressive. And congratulations, you're in World War III. Now, I understand that, but that's the way it was set up. Don't forget, I just got here a little more than a year and a half ago.
Right.
But I took over.
In fact, the only time that NATO has ever invoked Article 5, which states that an armed attack on one member shall be considered an attack against them all, was after the United States was attacked on 9/11. Article 5 does not concern itself with whether member states attack or make aggressive actions on their own and then are retaliated against. And finally, the woman charged with secretly acting as a Russian intelligence official offered sex in exchange for influence at a, quote, special interest organization, which the FBI referred to as a gun rights organization. Prosecutors argue that Maria Butina, quote, engaged in a years-long conspiracy to work covertly in the United States as an undeclared agent of the Russian Federation to advance the interests of her home country, end quote. Butina's actions are believed to have been directed by Alexander Torshin, one of Putin's closest allies, who the United States sanctioned in April. Butina and Torshin were also frequent attendees at NRA conventions. Butina is believed to have cohabited and been involved in a personal relationship with an unnamed U.S. person for the purpose of developing an influence operation. Her partner is believed to be Paul Erickson, a conservative activist and NRA member from South Dakota. And now to the polls. Reuters says 71% of Republicans approve of Trump's handling of Russia following his Helsinki summit with Putin. SurveyMonkey and NBC News say 68% of Americans consider Russia either unfriendly or an enemy of the United States, a 9% increase from last year. Politico says 54% of voters from 48 Republican-held congressional districts say Republicans are more corrupt than Democrats. Politico says 41% of adults overall think the Senate should confirm Trump's Supreme Court pick, while 36% opposed. And Vox says 28% of young adults ages 18 to 34 say they are absolutely certain that they'll vote in the midterms, compared to 74% of seniors. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, the Democratic National Committee has been trying and failing for months to notify Jared Kushner that it's suing him and others for allegedly colluding with the Russians to meddle in the 2016 election. But the Secret Service has turned away DNC lawyers. Two, Trump loyalists at the Department of Veterans Affairs are trying to purge or reassign staff perceived to be disloyal to Trump ahead of the confirmation of Robert Wilkie. Three, two American conservatives helped launch the Macedonia pro-Trump fake news websites in 2016, which used spammy misinformation techniques in order to go viral on social media. Four, Cambridge Analytica's Facebook dataset was accessed from Russia. Five, Eric and Trump Jr. cost taxpayers nearly $250,000 in Secret Service protection for two business trips in February 2017. And six, the daily White House press briefing has only been held three times on camera in the last 30 days up until this point. There were briefings on June 18th, June 25th, and July 2nd. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.